Dear Lord, what a sad little life, Jay.
Now, on FUBAR Radio, it's Pulse of the Nation.
Well, I'm being shady-ish,
I'm going to find me, Darren!
Boring!
You have to catch me first, I'm like a whippet.
Nah, it's not fun, I've got school.
Us wankers!
And that was the fucking news.
Here's your host, Andrew White.
Hello, and welcome back to Pulse of the Nation, your go-to show for all the hard-hitting questions, the big topics that the mainstream media refuse to cover. We are the alternative to news. I don't know. I can't remember what the exact Donald Trump quote was. But yeah, with a sort of the light-hearted look at the week, whether that's a different spin or stories you might not have heard. I've got a fantastic show lined up today. I've got the brilliant Pravanya Pillay in the studio. She'll be my co-host this afternoon. We have the brilliant Ria Lina joining us later as well to debate whether or not parents have a favourite kid. I think she has a few, so it'll be exciting to see her views on that. And we may or may not have a mystery guest. It is a mystery even to me whether or not they will join our Zoom link, but if not, either way, we have a brilliant show lined up and we've got lots of news to get into, starting of course with the recent inauguration of President Donald Trump. It still doesn't quite sit right in the mouth. It was quite an interesting series of events, that the inauguration and the victory rally he had. He had the village people come and perform with him, did the YMCA, which has sort of become the MAGA anthem, which is very bizarre, because I always thought it was a gay anthem. But actually, Victor Willis, who's the only surviving member of... member of Village People, has said that there has never been a gay anthem. The Village People has never been a gay band, and it is defamatory to claim otherwise. It's very interesting because it's clearly obviously not the original Village People. It's more like the Town Guys, you know. It's sort of a weird, pale imitation. But what I don't know if anyone noticed this, is when they do You Can Hang Out With All The Boys, to make it not gay, they changed it to You Can Hang Out With All The Folks. Which I would just, what a beautiful lyrical change there. I don't know if anyone else spotted that, but it's weird because it's obviously, it definitely is a gay anthem. I've got a quiz later on for my brilliant guest Pravanya, see if she can guess whether these very gay Village People titles are real or not. We'll come to that later. But I just, it's fascinating to me because there's such a parallel between the sort of lonely younger men that have been drawn to the right wing and to Donald Trump and gay life. It's very similar, you know, like incels and gays, they're very similar. We also don't have sex with women and it's not a choice. You know, it's a very thin line and you've got to be careful to toe it. there's also like a groups called like Men Going Their Own Way. It's sort of like incel groups that are like denying women, but not in a... They're not gay. They're saying they're not gay, but it's called Men Going... I mean, that even sounds like a gay slur. You know, he's going his own way. But anyway, that's probably not the most important thing that happened during the inauguration, the Village People's YMCA rendition. Although, fascinatingly, Donald Trump, you'll see him dancing, but you never see him doing the actual YMCA himself. It wasn't just Americans, obviously lots of high-profile British. We had the Lawrence Fox, Suella Braverman, Nigel Farage. It's a real who's who of British politics. And you know, it's so sad to see Nigel Farage going to an event like that, because it just shows that the far right in the UK is far behind. It is sad to see what Donald Trump has achieved compared to what Nigel Farage has achieved, because Donald Trump is in the Oval Office. He's ostensibly the leader of the free world, you know. What do the far right have in America? They've got everything. What do the far right have in the UK? Clacton. It's not the same. It's not. They've got Clacton, they've got Skegness, they've got Great Yarmouth. The Oval Office is a place of geopolitics, of war, of big budgets. Clacton is a place of a disused Butlins, right? Clacton is not the setting of geopolitics. Clacton is the setting of a Scooby-Doo mystery where a disused fairground janitor haunts developers. That's what it is. Potential developers scared off by a fairground. And I just... that would be ideal for Nigel Farage. That would be his life. If Nigel Farage wasn't rich or a politician, that was what he'd be doing. He'd be a janitor at a disused amusement park. And that'd be great for the people of Clacton, because then he'd actually spend some time in the constituency. It's just like white supremacy in the UK is so pathetic. Obviously, I'm not encouraging. I don't want it to get better. But like, you know, they've got AK-47s in America. We can't even take a profile picture. You know, it's hard to believe in a supreme white race when the poster child is a blurry chin with a poppy filter. Do you know what I mean? They've got AK-47s. We can't even get to grips with a Samsung Galaxy. It's pathetic. Nigel Farage is trailing so far behind and sort of being Donald Trump's lapdog in that respect. And of course, Elon Musk got a lot of headlines in the rally with his alleged salute. He did a very sort of questionable salute. It looked like a Nazi salute, but people have defended it. They've said it's actually, he was trying to throw his heart out to the crowd and just misjudged it because he's autistic. That's what he said. So I spoke to a very good friend of mine, Joe Wells, who is an autistic comedian. He's touring the country later this year with his show Autism Daddy. And obviously he's an expert in the topic. So I sent him some voice notes late at night to ask about Elon Musk's autism. I said to Joe, is this a symptom of autism? Do you develop Nazi tendencies upon diagnosis? And Joe said this.
Hi, Andrew. Thank you for asking. I'm always happy to answer all of the questions you have about fascism, even when they come in late at night. Yes, it is a common symptom. You might think you're waving, and then you accidentally see Kyle, or you might try to make a bit of small talk, and you actually declare that there's a pure Aryan race. I don't have this symptom as much. You know, I attend the occasional rally, but nothing too severe. No.
And I said to Joe, of course, Hans Asperger's, who invented autism, he was a Nazi. So I wondered, maybe this was sort of hardwired into the vaccines from the very early days. And Joe said,
Yeah, you've got it completely right. It is. If you zoom in on an MMR vaccine, there's tiny little swastikas in there. That's correct. Well done. Nothing to add.
I said, of course, because Elon Musk has got lots of high-powered friends. You know, he's friends with Donald Trump. He's got all those tech billionaires sat next to him. And, you know, sometimes some autistic people can struggle to socialise. And I wondered whether, in lieu of eye contact, you could just be the billionaire son of an apartheid-era wife-beating emerald miner. And that would sort of work, whether Joe had that or he just mostly used support groups.
No, I actually did also inherit millions from my apartheid South Africa father. Because of the woke, it's the law now that all and they just, you just have to say you have autism, and you're allowed a multimillionaire wife beating father. So yeah, that's one of the upsides of the woke.
So there you go, expert and entirely true analysis on Elon Musk's salute. We won't get too bogged down in the inauguration. I know it's all a bit overwhelming and doomy and gloom, but there's lots of other news stories. I saw in The Independent a very interesting think piece. Are our attention spans getting shorter? I'd love to tell you, but I didn't actually finish the article. And then a more positive, exciting story here in Maltby. An 84-year-old man fought off muggers with a pair of jeans in a laundrette. So they approached him in a laundrette to try and mug him, which is a fascinating place to try mugging, because what are you going to get good of? Coins. You're going to get coins, maybe an aerial two in one pot if you're lucky, but they've gone for this laundrette mucking on this 84-year-old man, and he whipped them and fought them away with a pair of jeans whilst he was drying his clothes. And I think therein lies the secret, because it might seem impressive, this 84-year-old man's fought off these muggers. If those jeans have come straight out of the tumble dryer, that metal button is molten. That is a deadly weapon. No wonder he fought them off. I mean, they did actually catch the guy. The 42-year-old was reprimanded eventually. And I wonder whether he was just caught because he was branded with the Levi's logo. That's how they caught him. And finally, as I say, we bring up parking almost every week. Reading Council have refunded over 56,000 parking tickets after an admin error, which just goes to show a bit of positive news. I know we've had some doom and gloom. Positive news always appeal. That's impressive. You know that one thing harder than getting your parking ticket overturned is getting your money back, having paid for a parking ticket. Don't pay them, always appeal. Power to the people. We might feel powerless at the moment with everything going on, but that's one way you can get your power back. Fight for your parking. I wonder whether my guest co-host today, Pravanya Pillay, has ever had a parking ticket.
Oh, so many.
So yes,
so many. Yeah, so I'm a very cautious driver. Mm-hmm. Incredibly cautious, you know, no over the speed limit, like always signal which is actually the bare minimum.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this is
the
signaling
is truly the bare minimum, but I park anywhere.
Just leave the car. And...
yeah, I just feel like I've got to park.
That's what they all say, isn't
it? Yeah.
So how much do you think you've paid out in parking fines?
So I actually have a bit of a deal with my dad.
Right.
Where like maybe he's not the one who speeds. Maybe I'm the one who speeds, and in return, maybe I'm not the one who parks. Maybe he's the one who parks. And this deal works out because I've got time and he's got money. So
it, perfect.
Yeah, so it does work.
You've done several speed awareness courses.
If it's just a joke.
Of course. Oh, cool. No, this is uncensored radio. We're just having sort of live on-air banter.
They're really strict with it. But I've done all the speed awareness courses I was supposed to do.
Good. Okay. Well, I won't press any further. And if anyone from the constabulary is listening,
it's just a joke.
Girl got a part. Girl got a joke.
You've got a t-shirt.
Go to provanyaplay.com. Get your merch. Now you got a unique brand. I wrote down the four things that I associate with you.
Okay. Cool. Let's hear.
Fashion. You're a very fashionable person.
That's very kind.
Eggs. You love eggs.
I do love eggs.
Big fan of eggs over... And you'd prefer an egg as a treat over other treats.
Oh, any time.
Egg over a chocolate bar.
Yeah. That was a huge controversy.
It was a massively viral video.
Last time we were together. Yeah, it was really hilariously viral.
People got very angry about
the
food.
They got so angry with me. Or they got really angry in defense of me.
Yes, yeah. One person in defense of you accused us of... So basically, Pravania said you'd prefer an egg over a chocolate bar. And me and other podcast hosts were like... What? That's mad. And somebody commented and said we were colonialist we were perpetrating a colonialist sort of idea.
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, but as well as eggs and fashion.
It's not that. I'll just say right now.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. You're just an egg.
Guys,
got a joke, got an egg.
Got an egg.
Yeah. You also love the Shard.
I do love the Shard. And Irvine Cellars, Vertical City.
The Vertical City.
That was his dream. The Vertical City.
Do you think he's achieved that? Would you live in the Shard?
Oh my God, would I live in the Shard? In a second. I would live in the Shard in a second. It's so conveniently located. It'd be so easy to get.
You'd never have to park again.
I'd never have to park. Wait, I don't really have to park in London because I don't have a car. But yeah.
And then the last thing I know you for is a love of New Labour with Tony Blair and Nadia.
I would like to say that, I am not pro-Iraq.
You're anti-Iraq because you want to go in and wreck it and ruin it. That's
I'm not pro the war in Iraq.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
I always have to preface it with that. Mm-hmm. I'm not an Iraq apologist, but now we can go.
But you just love the Millennium Dome.
I do. I love public projects. I love public. I think they bring a sense of community and a sense of national pride. When they fail, they're good. It's good to have them.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. Is the Shard your favourite public project?
It's absolutely not a public project.
No.
It's Irvine Cellar's Vertical Dream.
Of course, sorry.
Irvine Cellar and the Qatari government's project.
Oh, right. what's your favourite public project then that's not in there?
Well, the 2020, the 2012 Olympics.
The 2012, okay, yeah.
Of course. And the way that the signage on the tube became so much better afterwards as well.
What?
Because they knew loads of tourists were coming, so they upgraded all the signage on the tube. Like Paddington and stuff has like just walkways, so it's so easy to find everything. Yeah.
And then the Londoners were like, "Oh fuck, this is so much easier."
Yeah. And then do you remember 2012? Do you remember the sense of national pride we had?
I do, but I was also 12 at the time.
Oh,
so
you're younger than me.
Yeah, a lot of guests come on and have that horrible realisation. Yes. I see the life draining from their eyes. If it's any consolation, I've got the hairline way beyond my years. So I'm sort of Benjamin Buttoning, just aging this way.
But you look very fresh-faced, so
Thank
I
you.
Wouldn't worry.
I appreciate that. I'll tell you what public project is coming up. The new Elizabeth statue, Queen Elizabeth statue.
Mm.
What do you think of that?
Well, I'm a Republican. In the anti-monarchist way, mm-hmm. not in the free market way.
Are your public project loves and your anti-monarchy?
Oh, it's clashing.
It's clashing.
It's that war inside of me right now. It's turmoil.
We'll have to see how it turns out. Maybe I'll check back in with you
when
they finally complete it.
How good the statue is. Like, if the statue's really good, like it doesn't really, fair enough.
Okay, you got to give the statue credit.
If it's just
credit.
A plain old statue, I'm like, okay, they're not even reinventing the statue here.
That's what you want them to reinvent the statue.
When all the statues were coming down, I was like, well, let's reinvent the statue.
Yeah,
that was my idea. I was like, holograms, maybe what can we do to reinvent the statue?
That was the discussion that wasn't happening in the sort
no
of
one was asking
the
that.
Black Lives Matter protest, wasn't it?
No
they
one
missed
was asking
that. Yeah.
That.
Really, really an opportunity missed. Well, look, you're a very funny comedian. You've got a show coming up, Bike Centaur, your new show. Bill Murray on the 23rd of March.
Oh, I do, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
That's what I wrote it down to plug it for you. I'm a professional radio host.
Yeah.
And that's a 4 p.m. start, which is a perfect sort of go to Pravania at the Bill Murray in Islington, mm-hmm. then head into the town for a West End show.
Yeah.
What West End show would you pair with your
Jersey
Bike
Boys?
Centaur? Not even running anymore. It's gone.
What?
I know. I'm so sorry.
How can they do that? I love Jersey Boys.
We'll find a sort of Jersey Boys adjacent show, and that will be your perfect pairing to go see Bike Centaur.
It's exactly the same vibe.
Yeah.
Fully the same vibe.
Oh, you got a very sort of Frankie Valli vibe about you. Yeah.
That's the kindest thing anyone has ever said to me.
You're very welcome. Before we head into the break, I've got a quick quiz for you. Mm-hmm. After the break, we'll go into Facebook forums and we have Realina coming up later in the show. Mm-hmm. But for now, you may have heard me talking about the Village People, mm-hmm. who claim they're not a gay band.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Despite the fact one of their albums was literally called Cruising.
Really?
Like, yeah. It was literally like basically called Looking for Gay Sex.
Yeah.
They got, In the Navy, Macho Man, yep. YMCA, obviously.
Yeah.
But I want you to tell me whether these Village People B-sides are real titles or ones I've made up.
Right. Okay.
Just a gigolo.
I bet that's real. I bet that's real. Because I bet it's like a ballad about the pain of being a gigolo and how lonely it is. So I think that's real.
I don't know if they ever did any ballads, but it is real. You are right. Okay, next one. A bum deal.
I don't think that's real.
Yeah, you're right. I made that one up.
Yeah.
Okay, this is very on the nose if this is real or not. Sodom and Gomorrah.
Interesting. Could that be real? I mean, it's a little bit real.
It is real. Real. Nice bit of a double entendre here for you.
Okay.
I want to shake your hand. Do the Village People want to shake your hand, or have I made that up?
Too similar to the Beatles, I want to hold your hand. Yeah. So I think made up.
It's real.
I
want to shake your hand is real.
Oh, I did pretty well.
You have done very, very well.
Yeah. This could be my skill. This could be my craft. I'm going to quit stand-up and do this.
Yes, there's definitely a financially viable career here for you. But they did a cover of I Am What I Am, and they have a song called Just Give Me What I Want. I mean, that is just repressed homosexuality.
Yeah. Well,
fascinating.
I truly just thought they were a gay band.
Yeah. But no, according to Mr. Willis, no. They're a true blue Republican band.
Oh, the problem is, like, they can be free market and still be gay. But why don't they just do that?
You can still be free market and gay. That's one of your other t-shirts on your merch site, isn't it? Pravaniplay.merch.com.
Oh, I actually really want that as a t-shirt. I think it's so funny.
free market and gay.
Being neither of those things, like, it would be hilarious to wear it.
That would be. Well, look, while we have your break, go on to Pravania's merch site and get some of these non-existent shirts. Yeah. In the meantime, we're going to quickly head into the break and we'll be back very shortly.
Pulse of the Nation with Andrew White on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Pulse of the Nation. I am Andrew White, your host for this newsy sort of topical show with my brilliant co-host today, Pravania Pillay. Hello, Pravania.
Hi.
We're going to delve into the localist, relevantest of news sites, and that is Facebook. We love a good Facebook forum here at Pulse of the Nation. Are you a Facebook dweller?
No, not really. I used to. Mm-hmm. I used to be the queen of Facebook.
The queen of Facebook? Yeah. That's got a bold claim.
That's such a bold claim. Everyone my age used to be the queen of Facebook. But I was pretty present on there in my school days. I would write the occasional status, status update.
Very queen-like behavior.
Would wish people happy birthday. Of course, I would.
Yeah.
Would
poke?
I never poked. I only poked ironically.
So you did poke.
But it doesn't count. If you're doing it like as a bit, it doesn't count.
Did you like local Facebook forums? Were you in like...
I actually was in a lot of Facebook forums. Mm. I'm in a lot of Diana Facebook forums.
Yeah, so the 1997 obviously was a very big year for you. Tony Blair government and
People's Princess,
the death
please,
of
please,
the
please don't,
princess.
Please don't.
Sorry.
This is too much. It's too soon.
I think the kind of people that are in these local Facebook forums, they are big Diana fans.
Mm-hmm,
so these might be your people.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, let's ignore the sort of inherent sort of small town, small conservative, big R racism inherent in some of these groups, and focus on their love of Diana.
Of course.
That's what will bring us together.
That's truly what I focused on.
We start in Newmarket, bracket Suffolk, mm-hmm. The Newmarket Area Residents Forum. Newmarket Sausage Festival, two stalls selling bog standard sausages. This town has no hope if that's the best they can come up with. Pathetic.
Mm.
So this person very upset with the standard of the Newmarket Sausage Festival. How many stalls of sausages do you think are required to have a good sausage festival?
I don't think it's a number. I think it's the variety of sausage.
Right.
I think this is... You know what? Fair play to this person, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine this. You live in Newmarket, in the Newmarket area,
yeah.
And you spend all year looking forward to the sausage festival because you want to try all the different sausages.
It's the highlight of your life.
Of course. And you go to the sausage festival and the only sausages available are just stuff you can get in like Tesco.
I would be disappointed if I went to the sausage festival and it was entirely Cumberland sausages. To be fair, yeah, I can see your point.
Serious. Like, you want to try sausages with, like, maybe a bit of apricot in them.
Oh, is that your go-to?
Oh, no, my guy, I am veggie sausages.
Oh, I see,
fair enough. But my parents are, they love a fancy sausage. And they'll have lamb and apricot sausages.
Lamb and apricot? Yeah. Oh, well, that is very fancy.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Don't send them to Newmarket. They'll only be disappointed.
I won't send them to Newmarket.
No.
I have no intention of sending my parents to Newmarket.
It sounds like a sort of a euphemism for, like, sending them to a care home or something. Like, oh, God, I had to send grandma to Newmarket. Yeah.
To the sausage festival.
She had a whale of a time. She really did. Let's head into the next forum, which is the only way is Ferry. I have no idea where Ferry is.
Yeah, that's right. But
apparently it is a town with a firework problem because the bloody fireworks... I'll read it as written.
Yeah.
The bloody fireworks, my pet jellyfish, Mr. Jigglesworth, is blowing mad bubbles in his tank. So apparently the bloody fireworks have upset Mr. Jigglesworth, the jellyfish.
Yeah.
The jellyfish, actually, sorry, as it's written. So much that he's blowing mad bubbles.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. He's got a pet jellyfish and he lives in Ferry.
But he's doesn't care about spelling. I mean, maybe that's bad of me to assume that everyone who owns a jellyfish
should care about spelling. That is a maybe wild that's like a thing
very,
to...
Yeah, maybe that's a very offensive stereotype that I've accidentally stumbled upon.
All the jellyfish people, they're real grammar Nazis, aren't they? Yeah. I can't find where Ferry... Every time I Google Ferry, I just get Woolwich Ferry.
Yeah.
Pier Terminal Ferry.
Just Google it in images and there's like loads of boats all come out. It's so funny.
Ferry Town. Let me see.
And it'll just be loads of boats in a town.
No, I've got a singer-songwriter called Ferry Town. I have no idea where Ferry is. That's the real mystery.
Wow. Can't even be Googled? That's crazy.
Can't even be Googled. But this guy's jellyfish is having a terrible time there. Right, our next forum, we jump from Ferry in an unbeknownst corner of the country to Faversham in Kent. We all love Kent, the comedians on the circuit. Have you had any interesting Kent experiences?
I've had one, yeah. It was fine.
It was
actually like just a normal, like a normal gig where they didn't like me. So it was just a gig where I bombed. Like nothing interesting.
I see. Yeah. Some people just have like, because I don't think I've had many good gigs in Kent. But yeah, when they're bad, they're normally like notably bad. But you just have just a regular.
Yeah, I get this here. I get this in London. Maybe I should do something
You're not
different. I'm getting this in a lot of places. I don't think it's the people.
We should have said that on stage. Like, you're not special. I die every week.
You think you don't like me. You should see what they thought last night.
Well, this is from Faversham. But actually, I had a lovely gig in Faversham before.
Yeah.
Real Faversham residence group. White van going round town marking doors. So this is obviously a sort of marker of criminal activity, you know, like rob this place, whatever. So that they can return... and steal guinea pigs. Now that's quite a common sort of Facebook misconception that people driving around in vans are trying to steal your pets. Have you had this in your
life?
I've
never heard that ever.
Never?
But then I've never had a pet, so I've never. I mean, I've heard them try to steal my phone, maybe,
what?
Or my valuables.
By marking your door.
Oh, I've heard about the marking door thing.
Oh, I see.
But never for pets.
No.
Why would they want a guinea pig? They last like a day.
Yeah, that is normally it's dogs. People think that their dogs are really valuable and then they're being stolen.
Yeah, because they think their dogs are like babies, which I, you know, fair enough. If you think your dog is a baby, then I will never take that from you.
No, I will. I think it's perverted and unnatural. I think your dog is your dog. And I don't know. Your guinea pig, I would accept your guinea pig more as your baby.
Because it's more baby-like? Because it looks more like a baby?
I think it's... Yeah, and I guess it does look a bit more like a baby.
Look more like a baby.
I think it's more dependent on you in a way that a dog isn't. Like, a dog's just, you know...
Dogs will die if we don't look... Like, that's...
No,
like,
there's wild dogs!
No, not anymore. They'll go extinct if we don't look after them. No, 100%. If we stopped caring about dogs, all of them would die.
All of them?
All of them
would
die.
Even, like, huskies and
especially.
Alsatians.
They shouldn't be in this country.
No, okay, maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah, they would die, yeah.
Worldwide, do you think all dogs would go extinct if we stopped having pet dogs?
They would probably turn... Maybe they would turn... Eventually turn back into wolves. Eventually. But we're talking like a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they would just die. No, they would just die. Yeah.
Right.
Because where the hell are they going to turn back into wolves? There's no place. What, the Epping Forest?
Yeah. Epping Forest with all the chihuahuas that
the
turn shot, into wolves.
The vertical city. The garden floor.
The vertical city is overrun with wild dogs. They've learned to use the elevators. Right, well, let's yeah. get out of Kent because I'd much rather go to Highbridge. Mm. I've no idea where Highbridge is. But this is specifically a crime-related page, Crime Watch Highbridge and surrounding areas. I love the and surrounding areas thing. In Woking and that sort of like corner of like Surrey, there's a newspaper. It's called like Wokingham Today, and it says covering Amersham, Woking, and it lists like seven places, and then it goes and surrounding areas. Like you can just cut to and surrounding areas sooner. So whoever you two are in a red van, another van problem, and black car, it's clear you're having an affair. Please tell your families you don't want to be there instead of being in Asda car park. I know you got caught in Tesco's. So the implicit story here is that they're having an affair in their cars.
Yeah, yeah.
They got caught in Tesco's car park.
Yeah.
And they've had to relocate to Asda car park.
Wow.
Yeah. There's quite a lot going on there.
That's so much. That's a lot of assumptions as well. How do you know they're not just a couple who are like...
Yeah, just a regular couple.
Yeah, just like looking for a bit of fun. Because if they're having an affair, then they would just go to a hotel, surely.
Yeah, but if you can't afford a hotel? You know, at minimum, you're talking 30 quid a night.
Then you would just go to a park, right?
Yeah, I don't know why you'd go to a car park specifically. Although, actually, I said this once. I did message a guy on, I'm sure we're all familiar with Grindr.
Yeah.
My mother listens to this. I very rarely used it. on this one occasion, I did use it. And then this guy said, meet me in the Lidl car park.
Yeah.
Because he was a romantic. And I turned up at like 1 a.m. And obviously there's no one there because it's 1 a.m. and a Lidl car park. And,
oh, okay.
I'm the only car there. And I was just like, where? It's meant to be here, meant to be here. So I messaged him. I said, are you here yet? He went, yeah. And I went, where are you? He went, where are you? Send a pic. And so I sent a picture of my car next to the Lidl like lollipop. And he replied, oh, sorry, I meant Aldi. And he was a mile down the road in the Aldi car park. Yeah.
Oh, that's so stupid of him.
That really
is. What a waste of everyone's time.
It really was. And the sex was mediocre.
Surely a waste of everyone's time.
It really was. But yeah, what a fascinating story going on there. They get caught in Tesco and having to relocate to Asda to continue their sort of illicit affair.
It's kind of romantic.
You really
I love to spin this stuff. I love to spin this stuff. I love to make it romantic.
If you were in the heart of this romance novel, what would be the most romantic supermarket car park?
Waitrose.
Yeah, fair enough. You can't really beat.
Because, yeah, obviously, yeah. The food is quite nice. They have that sushi bar.
But you're not going when it's open, surely. You can't have sex and then
pop in. So in my head, this is all happening when it's open. That's why I was like, but surely you'd, like, what? Yeah, in my head, yeah.
No, I think this is happening surely at night. But let's
I think you were probably correct. I will give you that.
as we know, I have experience with car park rendezvous. Yes. Let's see where our next Facebook forum takes us to. Oh, yes, this is one I saw in the wild, actually. I'm living in Portsmouth at the moment. This was from the Waterlooville buy and sell group.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was, you know, that sort of Ernest Hemingway, shortest, saddest story ever written. Bridal lingerie. Never worn.
Oh, yeah, that's really sad.
This person is selling their bra, garter belt and whatnot from their bridal days, and it was never worn.
£20 for the lot.
That's pretty good, I think. I don't know.
Word, she had a bad jilt.
Do you think she's just getting this out of her life?
Yeah, get it out, yeah. 20, because that stuff is expensive. Like, just a normal bra is like £20, just one bra.
Really?
Like a fancy one, yeah.
Man, I'm so out of touch with...
I don't wear the fancy ones for that reason.
No, no.
But even a sports bra.
But you would
really
if you
expensive.
Were in a Waitrose car park, obviously. You'd dress up for the occasion.
Nah. We're in Waitrose. Let the Waitrose do the talking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, yeah. There's hummus on the shelf. That's it's implicit.
Yeah, come on.
That we are fancy in this car park set.
I need to pretend.
But yeah, £20 for a bra and garter and all sorts. That's actually a good value then.
That's crazy good value. All the bridal stuff as well is so overpriced.
It's crazy.
Not that I know. Not that I'm checking. What?
Would you get married up the Shard?
Would I get married? No, I would like to get married at Milton Keynes Escape. Is the if you don't know what Escape is, it's just like a big dome in Milton Keynes that's filled with lots of the cinema and the indoor snow zone.
Yeah,
I'd like
yeah.
to get married in front of the indoor snow zone. Not in it. There's like a big window in a cafe where you can see the snow and see everyone skiing. And I'd like to get married in that cafe.
Yeah. Okay.
In front of the snow zone. With the blessing of the snow zone.
Do you think it'd be hubristic to actually go into the snow zone? That would be too much.
I would think it was, yeah, it's too expensive.
Okay.
Had a Groupon, maybe, but not just.
But instead, you're going to what is effectively a leisure centre cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
nice.
I would say so.
Okay, so you're a true.
It's called, they call it the chalet, so it's.
Okay, I can't buy any sort of pretense in anything Milton Keynes. I don't believe it. I just.
You don't believe it exists?
Oh, no, I believe Milton Keynes exists, but when it's
crazy
like
for me
the chalet or the cottage, it's like, no, this was built 5 minutes ago. I do not buy the heritage of Milton Keynes, and I'm sorry to shit on your wedding.
70 years is a long time, you know.
It's a long time for a marriage, not a city. Is it even a city? Is it a town?
Yes, it is. It's a city now.
That's pathetic. I'm sorry. I think Milton Keynes is a historyless roundabout infested.
How dare you? Infested?
Infested,
oh,
yeah.
Well, it's actually, there's never any traffic because of the roundabout.
Because no one wants to go there.
Oh, that's so rude. It's a very fast growing city. Santander have actually opened up a base there opposite the train station. Loads of companies are investing in Milton Keynes. Why did you do this? Why have you turned this on?
Getting the good stuff out of you. So you're from Milton Keynes. I should say.
Oh yeah,
as well.
I should say that.
Yeah. You're not just like, I love The Shard, I love Tony Blair, I love Milton Keynes. Unconnected, I've never been to any of them. No, I assume you've been to The Shard.
I've
many
been
times.
To yeah. Many times, yeah. My mum, it's my mine and my mum's place.
You're in your mum's place. That's very sweet.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
What a beautiful maternal relationship.
Yeah, she took me there when I was after I passed my first year of medicine. And then we never went back. Because I didn't pass the second year. Oh.
Well, we'll finish on this Facebook forum before we head into another break. This is from Drayton. Can anyone recommend somewhere that can stretch my dad's ring? Crucially, there is a wedding ring emoji there.
Yeah.
But just as a piece of text, that is a beautiful story.
Yeah. No background information whatsoever. These people don't care about context.
No, I think they don't. They don't because they just Google and just post stuff. Like, they use it like Google. They just put stuff out of context and just randomly and expect people to respond.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we don't have the comments, unfortunately, but I'm sure many people jumped in to stretch her dad's ring.
Yeah. Chloe is a woman. Why does she want to stretch her dad's ring? That's it. I'm sorry, like, what? Who's it for? Who's she making the ring for?
What? Ugh,
a partner who doesn't deserve it.
Yeah.
She should shrink it and wear it herself.
Mm-hmm. And she shouldn't get married unless it's at the Milton Keynes chalet.
Yeah. No, that's my place.
No, sorry, yeah.
It's my special place.
She can go to the indoor skydiving centre next door. Yeah.
That's, I would love to, that's where the reception will be.
I didn't intend to make this section so marital, but I'm glad we've got to the bottom of what your wedding will be like. And
it's going to be sick. All the guests can ski if they want.
Yeah?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you
yeah.
wouldn't ski.
No.
Okay,
it's too expensive.
It's a wedding. Well, look, I'm very excited to talk to our next guest, and I'm going to ask them if they would ski at their wedding.
Yeah, okay.
But for now, we're going to head into another break, and then after this, we'll be back with the brilliant Real Leader.
Pulse of the Nation with Andrew White on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Pulse of the Nation. Joining me and Pravanya Pillay in the studio is the brilliant Rialina. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, but somebody made my front door dirty and stole my guinea pig, so I don't know why.
Heartbreaking stuff. Now we all know where you live as well.
Yeah. You do. I live out there. I mean, what are they stealing the guinea pigs for? That's my problem. Like, an expensive dog... You snatch it, you sell it. A guinea pig dies in 4 years. Like, what are you doing? That's not
also,
a, that's
aren't
not
they like 20 quid?
Business.
Guinea pigs, they're so cheap.
They're free.
Wow. They're basically free.
They breed, they're free. Like,
aren't they really disgusting? They're like very...
Oh. What?
Like, I thought, aren't guinea pigs like, they're very sort of territorial and they're very like sexual with each other?
Ugh,
and
gross.
Okay, so what you've heard there is part of a bigger story. Guinea pigs are gorgeous, cute little rodent creatures. They can be trained to poo in one corner of the cage. Mm-hmm. They're very matey with each other. They're very, you know, they have to live in groups. They can't live alone. If you have a guinea pig by itself, please go out right now and get a partner or give it to somebody else because they should not be alone. But the males, you can get alpha males and beta males. And if you put alpha males together, then yeah, they can be quite aggressive with each other. So you have to... It's always the men, Andrew, that cause the problems and have given all guinea pigs a bad name.
Well, I apologize on behalf of my gender, both in human and in guinea pig form. I never knew that about guinea pigs. Speaking of pairing up, did you hear about Piranha's amazing wedding plans in Milton Keynes?
Is this, you know what? I didn't, sorry, you're getting married in Milton Keynes?
No, I'm not.
What, at a roundabout? What are we talking about?
I'm from Milton Keynes. And there's a...
No one's from Milton Keynes.
No,
it was
from
built yesterday.
That's what I said.
It's 70 years old.
70 years old.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yes.
All right. So
yeah, I'm from Milton Keynes.
So baby boomers and beyond can come from Milton
Keynes.
Yeah.
All right. The homeland, the motherland. The motherland is, of course, Milton Keynes.
Just malls and roundabouts.
Yeah.
So what's the wedding plan?
I'd like to get married at Escape. If you're from Milton Keynes, you know it's just like a huge dome with an arcade and an indoor ski slope.
I've heard of it.
So I want to get married in front of the indoor ski slope, but not in the indoor ski slope.
Not on the. Why not on it?
Too expensive.
Why not be single at the top and married at the bottom?
That's a great idea. Go down with the officiant.
But it's very expensive, and I would have had to rent skis.
Yeah, that's what breaks most weddings back. Yeah, financially speaking, is the skis.
Yeah,
you can save money
on three skis because it would be for me, my partner, and then the.
I think you and your partner should be on the one ski. If you want to spend the rest of your lives together, you should at least be able to ski down on the same ski. You know what I mean? It's like a test.
Oh.
So that saves you on one ski.
And I'm sure you can get a celebrant who already skis. He could bring his own skis.
The Brahmin would need a ski.
He could snowboard.
Yeah. Well, I guess if the Brahmin could snowboard and he brought his own snowboard, then maybe I could consider this. But I don't know.
Well, if you have that power bestowed upon you to marry people and you have your own snowboard, get in touch because there is a wedding that we'd like to plan.
You'd have to be a Hindu. I'm sorry.
Sorry?
You have to be a Hindu Brahmin. Okay, so if you're a Hindu Brahmin
that can snowboard, please get in touch
and
with the show.
And have your own snowboard.
Okay, yes.
And a way of transporting it to Milton Keynes.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you fulfill that very narrow criteria, please do get in touch.
Maybe in like 6 years?
I think you should realistic. Look on Spotlight. I bet you there's an actor that fills all of those.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
People will claim to do anything. Yeah. you've been very busy with your Spotlight. You've had all sorts of television credits over the last few years.
Oh my goodness!
Including this is very impressive for me. This is the big one.
What's the big one?
Celebrity Mastermind, winning Celebrity Mastermind.
Whoa.
How was that feeling?
That was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life, and I've given birth to children. it is genuinely so. Celebrity Mastermind was devised by, and I should know the name, and I don't know the name of the person, but it was devised by someone who was a prisoner of war. And wanted to recreate the feeling of being interrogated. So the music, the drums, the spotlight, it's freezing in the studio as well. All of that is put together to put you into a state of stress.
Wow.
Mm. And then after that, you need to remember information, which I think is kind of ironic because prisoners of war didn't want to give up the information. Whereas in Celebrity Mastermind, you do want to remember the information. So I was there going, if you want me to do well, you should be massaging my back, rubbing, feet in a nice foot bath. Not this kind of but it was really, really scary. And, this obviously didn't go out, but they ask you 10 questions on your specialty subject. And they say beforehand, if there's anything wrong with any of them, just put your hand up. We'll stop. Just say if there's something wrong because it's your specialty subject, whereas they do a really good job of researching everything. Don't get me wrong, but it's your specialty subject. So I'm there and I'm doing Rosalind Franklin, who is the scientist who did all the work and took all the pictures of DNA, but it was actually somebody else who actually interpreted it, figured out it was a double helix, and then got all of the credit for it because they literally stole her work out of her lab, which is all kinds of wrong. But anyway, so I was doing Rosalind Franklin, and one of the questions that they asked me, they said sort of something along the lines of what procedure, blah, 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 and then gave me the name of something that wasn't a procedure, and then asked, and I had to answer, and I was going, But the first half of that question doesn't go with the second half of that question. So do I answer the first half of the question or do I answer the second half of the question? So I panicked and I gave an answer and they went, no, I'm afraid we were looking for the other half of the question. And we kept going. And then at the end, I put my hand up and I said, look, I know I didn't put my hand up at the time. I'm really sorry. I hope it's not too late. But can I just recommend that you rephrase that question in the edit? Because the question itself didn't make sense. Like, I accept I got it wrong, but it didn't make sense. And then they went away for like 20 minutes and it just, everything stopped for 20 minutes. And I'm sitting in the chair and Colin's sitting in his chair and all the people are there and it's freezing. And I'm like, I've broken Celebrity Mastermind. I didn't mean to do it. And they came back and they went, no, you're quite right. Like we didn't ask that question quite rightly. So they gave me another question, which I did get. And then it was obviously general knowledge.
Nice. Well, did you win by 1 point? Was that an important...
Oh, did I win by 1? Do you know what? I don't even know. Possibly.
The point is, you took the trophy and you are... The point is,
I have a chunky piece of glass somewhere in my house right now waiting to be a murder weapon.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I shouldn't have said that.
No,
shoot.
Yes.
Erase. I didn't say that.
Anything. Any sort of future deniability. What sort of quiz show trophy would be the best as a murder weapon? Because the pointless trophy, pretty...
Definitely wiped clean.
Well, they're mostly perspex sort of things.
Yeah, or meltdown.
Meltdown? Mm. Like a metal thing?
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Interesting.
Ice is often used in... Someone dies of ice and then it melts away.
Yeah.
And
that's always a riddle. That's a riddle. Yeah.
It is. A man's stuck in a... dead in a room that's locked.
There's water on the floor.
Water everywhere. Yeah. He's dead. What happened?
Yeah.
Weirdly, he stood on a block of ice in the middle of a room and then... framed someone for it.
I love those. Because at the time they must have been very clever, but now they're just so passe.
Yeah.
The one where it's just like
the Matrix.
But the doctor, this says, this is my son. How is it possible? It's like the doctor's his mother.
He's gay.
The doctor is gay. That's the 2025 version of the same riddle.
The doctor is gay, actually.
Well, I have some riddles for you here.
Ooh, riddles.
Related to the headlines that have been in the news recently. Are you a newsy person, Rhea?
I am. I have to say yes, because I go on things like Times Radio all the time and talk about the news. So yes, I am. But there are times where if I get busy, I'll miss the headlines for a couple of days and then have to like desperately catch up.
Yeah. Oh, and so depressing catching up, because
like,
you get
everything
right all
at now? Once. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think that happened while I was doing other things.
Yeah. Are you a very newsy person, Piranha?
When there's an election, I'm plugged in. Like, every single thing. Like, the 12:15 Politics Live. Like, I'm watching it every day. Like, everything. When there's no election, I'm like, well, we'll just wait till the next election.
So you're on a four-year cycle.
I'm on a five-year news cycle.
Amazing. Well, I'm excited to see what you catch up on in
only
5 years'
our
time.
Elections or like American elections too?
This usually all the like American elections as well, but I was this one was a bit hard to watch.
This one was a bit non.
It was it was a bit tense to watch.
It was very bleak. Yeah. It was horrible. We were talking about the inauguration earlier. They're actually related to the inauguration. We'll start with this headline. Basically, I'm going to go headline fill in the blank. That's the conceit. Elon Musk stands accused of pretending to be good at blank. What does Elon Musk is accused of pretending to be good at?
Being human.
Being human, yes. He's not the best at it.
Is it gaming?
It is.
Yeah.
How do you know this?
I know he games a lot.
You know, yes.
Yeah. But he's not good at it. Is
apparently
that what I'm
not.
Apparently he is really good at it. Oh, wow. So he lied to all of us.
Recent research done in The Guardian says he may be faking his gamer credibility.
Because he's like top score of like loads of things.
I mean, why is this news? He fakes everything. He hasn't founded a single thing. He hasn't invented a single thing. He's, you know, he lies about everything. Oh, we're going to be in Mars in 5 years. I meant 10 years. Oh, he lied about things like all the hyper tunnels that he wanted to build. He admitted that he made up this whole idea about tunnels in California to get the California to stop working on high speed trains. Yeah. Like, how vindictive is that?
Mm. And did you see the Cybertruck? You remember the Cybertruck?
Oh, yes.
That was great.
And then that got...
did a test to show it was indestructible, then it just broke.
And it broke.
I loved the Cybertruck. He was
banging it with a mallet.
Yeah, and it just broke.
But despite his track record, I do believe he's actually quite good at Mario Kart.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think... No, not at all.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's the sort of thing you say on the playground to like impress 12-year-olds. Younger even. It's like primary school.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Yeah.
He should be doing something like reading
parenting
about the world.
His children. I mean,
that's another
there are
option.
Options.
Yeah. Right. We'll do one more, and then we'll move on to our weekly debate.
Mm-hmm.
Sting. Are you familiar with Sting?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Okay.
The artist currently known as Sting.
The artist currently known as Sting, right, indeed, from the Police. He had infamous marathons of tantric sex. Sting's infamous marathon of tantric sex include 5 hours of blank. In Sting's infamous tantric sex sessions, what were included for 5 hours?
Kissing, hugging. Just lying still.
Lying still.
That
sounds great.
It's just, you just, that's it. You just lie on top of each other and, you know, and just release hormones one molecule at a time.
Whoa.
Does that work? Can you get pregnant that way?
Yeah.
Hormones? No. Hormones will never make you pregnant. You need an egg and sperm for that, but...
Well, you might have to beg for it, which is the answer. 5 hours of begging.
Begging?
Yes.
Wow.
Apparently,
begging?
In his recent interview in The Times, he said the 7 hours of tantric sex included dinner, a movie, and 5 hours of begging.
Oh, so it's just a date?
Yeah.
very revealing.
that really is. Oh, yeah, a date. You know, dinner, movie, beg for 5 hours. Yeah, yeah.
Wait,
we all do
a
that.
Second. Are you telling me that I've actually had sex with some people because I've been on dates and it counts? I mean, he's saying that it started with dinner and then a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that was not with my consent.
No.
Oh,
what a way to start 2025. It's
again.
A new Me Too moment. That's horrible.
Right. Let's bring that back, though. We achieved some good with the Me Too movement.
Yeah,
we really did.
Well,
we just
quite a bit.
Finished.
Yeah.
We need to keep going. Like, it's kind of died. You can see how we're already starting to move back towards the everyone's like done. They're done with feminism. It's a dirty word again. I'm like, no. We made some progress. We're not finished.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. I was talking about sort of the lonely sort of incel men that have. That's starting to dominate, like Elon Musk and stuff.
Mm.
It is, yeah. It's definitely going in the bad direction.
What happened to him?
Yeah.
Someone gave him a shot of testosterone and told him it was a Zempic.
Someone probably almost definitely gave him a shot of testosterone because he's working out. So he's probably taking testosterone.
It's
amazing what stealing half of Hawaii will do for your self-esteem, right?
Mm. Lots of international crimes that you can take to just sort of really put some pep in your step.
Mm.
What do you recommend as a skincare routine? Sort of just take... Half a nation. Yeah, that's what I go for.
Yeah. Which nation did you take half of?
I went for East Timor. I took half of East Timor, and as you can see, no acne.
You're looking wonderful.
Perfect
Thank you
skin.
Very much.
Just, really perfect skin.
Cheers, I appreciate
glowing,
it.
Glowing, if anything.
I'm worried because when it does start, it's only temporary, so in 6 months I'll probably have to start getting into the Polynesian Islands or something. But
I was toying with offering Greenland an alternative. You know, I'm just saying, like, they really are at risk. And I just thought, you know what? You can either just sit there waiting for Trump to do whatever Trump's going to do, or what if we put our heads together? Because I'm just interested in Greenland staying Greenland.
I'd love to see a real Ina-controlled Greenland.
Mm.
Oh,
I'd love that for
you. I'll start with Greenland. But I tell you, we don't have enough benevolent dictators. And I would be one.
So you don't necessarily have a problem with dictators sort of making a rise again. You just don't think they're benevolent enough.
Mm.
Yeah, no, exactly. I don't think there's enough of that kind of female energy. And I don't say this in a feminist kind of way, but genuinely speaking, like, the patriarchy is designed for the betterment of men. Like, men do very well in a patriarchy, right? In a matriarchy, women tend to look after everybody, especially the children. So actually, it's not women-led a matriarchy. It's actually more looking after everyone's well-being, particularly the children. So if anything, it's almost like a child-led. And then you've got gynocentricity, which is where women are considered to be better. So the opposite of a patriarchy is not a matriarchy. It's a gynocentric system.
Hmm.
And I'm suggesting, I'm pitching, I would do more of a matriarchy. I'm like, look, men aren't going to be worse off in it. You're not going to have as much as you had, but you're not going to be worse off, per se.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Would you live under a really in a matriarchal dictatorship?
Yeah, sure.
There we go. Well, look, we're going to make this
Why
happen.
Not?
We're going to
well,
we're going to give
that
you Greenland.
It's going to be the mother of all elections, because it will be the last one.
So you're going to get Greenland. You're going to get married at the Snow Tracks Centre in Milton Keynes.
Combined is rubbish.
We're all going to live. Well, you should have asked. We can make lots of things happen at Pulse Nation.
I
don't
want
a
country. Give you a Polynesian island.
No.
I can only grant what you first ask.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, you see, here's your problem. If you're struggling with your taxes, what you're doing wrong is that you're earning too much.
I don't think that's the problem.
That's the problem. If you didn't earn enough to pay tax, you wouldn't have to worry about your taxes. So that's see, true. This is what everyone does.
That's the sort of leadership that's going to get real in Greenland. Yeah. Right, we'll move on to our final section. We always have a little sort of topical debate, mm-hmm. some sort of think piece that's been in the news. And this is research from the Brigham Young University. It is a bit of a sort of slightly crazy Mormon-centered university. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, they have concluded that parents do have a favourite child. So if your parents ever told you that we don't have favourites, according to this research, they do. Rhea, you're a mother.
I am a mother. It's interesting that research was done by Brigham Young. I think what you're missing is the fact that not only do parents have a favourite child, I wonder if they worked out if it was from the favourite wife.
That's a very good point, actually. There is an extra dynamic.
When it comes out of Utah, you got to question it. No. Yeah. But to be fair, I think it's very trustworthy because they have so many children to choose from. Mm-hmm. So if anything, I think the more children you have, the easier it is to have a favorite, mm-hmm. just because you're creating a wider variety of people and mm-hmm. you're going to naturally get on with some of them better than others. But I have four kids, one that I didn't make and three that I did, he's my stepkid. Mm-hmm. And I've always said on stage that I have a favorite, and it's the one that came out looking like me, because one came out blonde, and if you've never seen me before, I'm a little Asian woman, so what am I doing producing, like, you know, white supremacy? I did not mean to help. So I've got a blonde one, and then I had one that came out and he had a penis, but he looked like me, and in the end that won over the penis bit. Mm. And then the youngest had a penis and didn't look like me. So I was like, well,
that's the least favorite.
You were never in the running. The blonde one at least is a girl. I'm coming across like so feminist tonight. I don't get me wrong. I think women are amazing. I don't think men are shit though. Mm-hmm. I think they need some work.
Oh, I love some work here.
You know, and I think there's some great men out there too. So if you're listening and you're getting upset, you're not one of the great men, because the great men are just like, yeah, she's right. So yeah, no, favorite children. This is the thing. It's not natural to not have a favorite child. I think mm-hmm. that's the thing. Everyone goes, oh no, I see all my children as equal. I'm like, you can't see them all as equal because they're not.
Yeah,
they're just not equal.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Are you the favorite child?
I have one brother. Okay. I have a younger brother. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, he is. He's better than me. Why wouldn't you be?
So he's the youngest.
I wish I could be more like him. He's great.
What does he do?
He's really cool.
What's he do?
He's so cool. He used to have blonde hair. He bleached it. He bleached his hair. That's so cool. He's done weed.
He's done weed.
He's so cool. I wish I could be more cool like him.
Are these the things your parents like about him? Your parents are like, why can't you be more like our pot-smoking blonde kid?
They know he's cooler.
What does he do?
He works for some company. I don't actually know. It's one of those jobs where you're like, oh, I don't know what this is.
Oh, he has a salary, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He
that's
salary,
always
yeah,
going to
yeah.
win with Asian parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, they prefer my career.
Oh.
Because it's more exciting. Mm. And they love that I follow my dreams.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but that puts you in the running for favorite, genuinely. If you're happy, yeah.
Yeah.
My parents told me once, so, you know, I did all of the science degrees and everything that my Asian mom expected me to do. And my sister went to uni and also studied something highfalutin. And she went off and went into working for like high tech companies and AI and all sorts of things. But my mother did say to me, she said, I'm more worried about your sister than I am with you, because you are following your dreams and you're happy.
Yeah.
So don't undervalue that. I think your parents are happy that you're happy.
Yeah, but my brother's so cool. He's so cool. I saw him vape once.
Okay, that is pretty
cool.
That's
pretty cool. It's
pretty
cool.
That's not cool. As the parent in the room, that is not cool. I caught my daughter vaping once. I absolutely went to town on her. And then every time I saw her standing with the smokers at work, I would go over to her and just be like, you better not be. Like, I will come and smack it out. I don't care how old you get. I will parent you until the day that you die if you do that again.
Yeah, we don't know what vapes do to lung capacity. So we got to be careful with that.
Got to be careful with vapes. And I'd like to end on
popcorn
that.
Popcorn lung? Anybody?
Yes, yeah.
Popcorn lung?
Yeah. There are serious problems, which I have no authority, insight, or indeed remit to cover. But do your own research for vaping.
Don't do your own research for vaping.
The message there from Greenland's matriarchal dictator. I'd like to end that positive note where she says, where Rhea says, you are the favourite child because you're following your dreams.
As an Asian mom, can I just say, I'm hearing what your parents are seeing.
There we go. That's right. Beautiful. Look, we've all come together. We've sorted out lots of geopolitical issues. Greenland's under your control.
Thank you.
You've got a bright future ahead of you. And you might secretly be your parents' favourite child.
He knows the whole Paul McCartney discography. I could never compete with that.
But you do have, you are following your dreams. You're at the Bill Murray on the 23rd of March with Bike Centaur. You can follow Pravanya at Pravanya Pillay 69.
Which is the year I was born.
Classic.
69.
Yeah. A bit of fun. That's cool.
Yeah, Milton Keynes as well. Yeah. Right after it was built.
You can follow Rialina, Rialina underscore, or go to Rialina.com for all your dates and upcoming projects. Is there anything particularly you'd like to highlight?
Well, actually, if you join my mailing list or my WhatsApp channel between now and like next week, there will be some announcements that will go out there first before they go to the public with some discounts.
Tantalizing. How can you say no to that? Rialina.com for all of that. You can follow at Foobar Radio. You can follow me at StandUpAndrew. Go to StandUpAndrew.com for all my upcoming dates. Tune in every week to Pulse of the Nation. Thank you to Kieran, my lovely producer, and we'll see you next time.
Pulse of the Nation with Andrew White on Foobar Radio.